at the age of 9. Let my imagination unwind, spending ages crafting narratives. Parents said I was wasting time. Could never hack it with characters, so I'd take them right from fandoms I inhabited, adapting them to make them mine. Based on titles that happened to stoke my fantasy, practically wrote the annals for any random who flattered me. Went for broke, dabbling in Pokemon, those were hardly read. In fact, my actual successes were those with RPF. Huh? For those out of the loop, that means real person fiction. That means shipping existing people with no permission. Graphic depictions of sex, angst, emotional friction, based not on facts, but my own intuition. Is that fucked up?
Yeah.
But a thought of fulfilling being a source of joy for my readership bot in the Philippines. Flash forward to the present, and that's how I fantasize. But when my universe expanded, they had it to canonize.
Fuck.
All that wishing was rad of fan fiction, guess I only made it up in my head. So the one true pairing was just a blue hair, guess it wasn't really canon, my bad.
My bad.
The other smuts worse, we got an archive of our own. Now I'm on the hunt, working through every line of my phone to find some confirmation that my hypothesis wasn't overblown. Could this rapport be anything short of heaven sent? Friend said,
bro, it's not supported by evidence.
What about the dialogue events?
It's nothing more than bait. Buying your investment, the more attention, the more you wait.
Okay, maybe, but don't you see? Built a delusion round this OTP. Oh, woe is me, I swallowed blue pills like they was OTC. Don't need reality, I make my own TV, hoping the senpai would notice me. That never happens, hanging on longer than I ever imagined. This just designed to blow your mind, guess that's why they call it headcanon. Perhaps it's time to move on to the next fan.